You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Wednesday, July 22, 2026. Flawless, hyperscalers add carbon capture, renewables and nuclear to offset expanded gas use. Published by Housley Carr. Natural gas-fired generation is the undisputed king in the realm of data center development, at least for the near term. Still, hyperscalers like Amazon, Google, Meta, and Microsoft are taking a variety of steps to mitigate the climate impact of their rapidly expanding gas use. These include capturing and sequestering most of the carbon dioxide, or CO2, from their gas plants, developing new renewable energy capacity to offset their gas-fired generation, and ramping up their use of nuclear power. In today's RBN blog, we conclude our series on this topic with a look at several key examples of these efforts. This is the third and final blog in a series on how many of the nation's largest hyperscalers acknowledge that the need to rapidly ramp up the availability of around-the-clock electricity to power their new data centers gives them little choice but to rely heavily on gas-fired generation. As we said in Part 1, the catch is that these gas-dependent plans conflict head-on with the company's long-stated net-zero goals for greenhouse gas, or GHG, emissions. So many of these same AI giants are taking aggressive steps to mitigate the environmental impact of their fast-rising gas use. We also summarize the major hyperscalers' stated goals for reducing GHGs, the new challenges they face in meeting those goals, and identified the primary approaches that hyperscalers are leaning into. In Part 2, we focused on a popular tactic, namely the purchase and retirement of low methane intensity, low Michigan, gas certificates, aka MIQ certificates, tied to natural gas that has been independently certified as having very low Michigan. Today, we will shift to a discussion of three other mitigatory approaches hyperscalers have been taking. Carbon capture and sequestration. We'll start with plans by some to employ carbon capture and sequestration, or CCS. We noted in Part 1 that Nscale, the developer of the 8 gigawatts Monarch Compute Campus in West Virginia, is working on a plan to capture CO2 generated by gas-fired power units at the site and utilize 800 million metric tons of already secured CO2 pore space. Permit applications for the first-class VX CO2 injection and storage well were filed in 2024. Approvals are expected in Q2 2027. We also mentioned that Google holds a long-term agreement to buy most of the power generated by the Broadwing Energy Center, a new 400 megawatts gas-fired plant in Decatur, Illinois, being developed by Low Carbon Infrastructure, or LCI, a portfolio company of I-Squared Capital. More than 90% of the plant's CO2 will be captured and sequestered at an existing Class VX well at the site. The electricity produced at the plant will flow into the regional grid, which serves, among many other customers, existing and planned Google data centers in Aurora and New Lenox, Illinois. There are other examples too, among the most prominent being Chevron's Project Kilby, a planned 2.67 gigawatts, gas-fired power complex in West Texas's Reeves County, whose output will power a new Microsoft data center under development at the same location. Reeves County is in the heart of the Permian's Delaware Basin, a crude oil-focused shale play that also generates vast amounts of natural gas. Chevron has said that while its massive power complex will not be connected to CCS when the behind-the-meter, or BTM, project starts coming online in 2028, the facility's GE Vernova 7H gas turbines are designed to be retrofitted with CCS-related equipment at a later date. An upcoming blog will discuss Project Kilby in more detail. Also, ExxonMobil is currently engaged in front-end engineering design, or FEED, for a BTM, gas-fired power complex at a yet-to-be-identified site along the Gulf Coast that would provide at least 1.5 gigawatts to data centers to be developed nearby. Unlike Chevron's Project Kilby, ExxonMobil's low-carbon data center project will employ CCS from the get-go, with the captured and compressed CO2 being fed into the company's vast coastal network of CO2 pipelines and sequestration sites. ExxonMobil has been in talks with data center developers and expects to reach a final investment decision, or FID, on its power with CCS project in late 2026. Wind, solar, and geothermal projects. For years now, starting well before the AI boom, high-tech companies like Amazon, Google, Meta, and Microsoft have been among the nation's leading purchasers of renewable power from wind, solar, and geothermal developers, and in some cases they have developed projects themselves. The intermittent nature of wind and solar power production in particular has precluded the use of these technologies for the highly reliable, 24/7 electricity supply data centers depend on, so many new wind and solar projects are being built with a battery energy storage system, or BES, nearby to store their power output for later use. The ongoing race to build new data centers, see Go Speed Racer Go, most of which are initially powered by natural gas, has added urgency to hyperscalers' efforts to line up additional renewable resources. As we said in part 1, in at least a few instances, these companies are planning renewable energy facilities near their planned data center sites to reduce the amount of gas-fired power that needs to be produced, also see together in Electric Dreams. For example, number 1. Amazon in January acquired the fully permitted Sunstone site in Morrow County, Oregon, where it plans to develop 1.2 gigawatts of solar and a 1.2 gigawatts BESS to support the company's nearby data centers. Number 2. In March, Google and Fervo Energy executed a Geothermal Framework Agreement, or GFA, that calls for the development of up to 3 gigawatts of geothermal generating capacity by 2033, including 1 gigawatts of projects over the next 2 years. Number 3. In July, Google and Cypress Creek Energy broke ground on what they said will be the largest solar facility in the U.S., the 2.5 gigawatt Steel River Energy Center in Mississippi County, Arkansas. The facility, slated to come online in 2029, will also have a BES component capable of providing 2.9 gigawatt hours to the regional grid. Google is an anchor investor in a 1.6 gigawatts portion of the solar element of the project, and a 1.6 gigawatt hour portion of the BES element and an off-taker of power from the overall project. Another project worth noting is actually a hybrid of gas-fired power, renewables and CCS, and an example of how the evolution of data center power supply may play out more broadly. Natural State Renewables Project Nimbus is a proposed data center campus in south-central Arkansas that would provide increasing amounts of power in three phases as new data center capacity starts up. The first phase of 150 to 200 megawatts would come in the form of small, modular gas-fired generators. That could happen as soon as 2028. Power in the second phase, with an incremental 350 to 400 megawatts by 2030, would come from the combination of a bioenergy with carbon capture and storage, or BECCS, plant, a gas-fired combined cycle gas turbine, or CCGT, plant, the modular generators from Phase 1, and a possible connection to the regional grid. A BECCS plant generates energy from biomass like agricultural waste and wood chips while capturing and storing the CO2 produced. The third phase, which would provide a total of 1 gigawatts or more by the early 2030s, would add a second BECCS plant and a second CCGT plant. The developer noted that it hopes to secure Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, approval for an on-site Class C sequestration well in mid-2027. Support for nuclear power. Nuclear power is perhaps the most reliable way to provide reliable, around-the-clock electricity to data centers without generating CO2 or other GHGs. For that reason, several hyperscalers have either turned to existing nuclear capacity for data center power or announced their support for the development of new nuclear capacity, especially small modular reactors or SMRs. Examples here include Microsoft's long-term deal to buy all of the 835 megawatts to be produced by Constellation's Three Mile Island Unit 1 in Pennsylvania, now called the Crane Clean Energy Center, when it is restarted in 2028, and Amazon's agreement to buy up to 1.9 gigawatts from Talen Energy's Susquehanna Nuclear Station, also in Pennsylvania, see We'll Be Together. In addition, Google has agreed to buy power from NextEra Energy's now idle Duane Arnold Nuclear Plant near Cedar Rapids, Iowa, when the 615 megawatts facility is restarted in 2029. Separately, Amazon, Google, and Meta are backing plans for advanced SMRs, each taking a slightly different approach. Amazon has entered into a partnership with Energy Northwest and SMR developer X-Energy to build as many as 1280 megawatts advanced SMRs at the Cascade Advanced Energy Facility near Richland, Washington. Amazon also has invested in X-Energy. Google, in turn, has committed to buy up to 500 megawatts from a fleet of 7 molten salt cooling SMRs planned by Kairos Power. The first SMR is now under construction in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Meta, finally, is funding the early development of the first two 350 megawatts Natrium SMRs planned by Terra Power, and plans to buy the output of the first 8 units, a total of 2.8 gigawatts, to help power Meta data centers. That's just a brief and partial overview. We'll continue to track not only the development of the gas-fired plants being built to support AI, but also the efforts to advance certified gas and other ways hyperscalers are working to mitigate the climate impact of their expanded gas use. Flawless was written by Beyonce Knowles, Tarius Nash, Chauncey Hollis, Raymond DeAndre Martin, Rashad Muhammad, and Annika Mirage. It appears as the 11th song on Beyoncé's fifth studio album, Beyoncé. Based on a high-speed trap beat, the song is about rejecting others' opinions and projections, and boosting self-confidence. It includes part of the Bow Down / I've Been on Beyoncé track that she released in 2013, and features an excerpt from a speech by Nigerian writer Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. Rapper Nicki Minaj is featured on the remix single. Released in August 2014, it went to number 5 on the Billboard R&B / Hip Hop Airplay chart and number 41 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. It has been certified 3X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, RIAA. Personnel on the record were Beyoncé, vocals, production, Hit-Boy, Ray Real Music, Boots, production, and Stuart White, Tony Maserati, mixing. The album, Beyoncé, was recorded in 2012-13 at Vitalmas and Jungle City in New York City, Beyoncé's home studio in the Hamptons, aka King's Landing, Mirrorball and Westlake in West Hollywood, Russell's of Clapton in London, Tritomas in Berlin, and Trackdown in Sydney. Produced by 40, Ammo, Andre Eric Proctor, Beyoncé, Bobby Johnson, Boots, Brian Soko, Caroline Potacek, Detail, Greg Kirsten, Hayes Banga, Hit-Boy, Jerome Harmon, Justin Timberlake, Key Wayne, Mike Kerr, Pharrell Williams, Rasul Diaz, Ray Rearl Music, Ryan Tedder, The Dream, and Timbaland. The album was released in December 2013. It went to number 1 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart and has been certified 6X Platinum by the RIAA. 7 singles were released from the LP. Beyoncé Giselle Knowles-Carter, is an American singer, songwriter, record producer and actress. She rose to fame in the late 1990s as the lead singer of Destiny's Child. She is married to rapper and music mogul Jay-Z. Beyoncé has released 8 studio albums, 6 live albums, 1 soundtrack album, 4 compilation albums, 5 EPs, and 61 singles and has sold more than 200 million records worldwide. She has won 35 Grammy Awards and 30 MTV Video Music Awards and has a Billboard Millennium Award, a Peabody Award, and a Primetime Emmy Award. She has starred in 13 motion pictures and 10 documentaries. Beyoncé continues to record, act, and tour.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.